So here we are at the end of the Suit of Pentacles, the King. Now, the King of Pentacles is a really successful energy. The King of Pentacles is not just the Midas touch where everything turns to gold. It's through hard work, a mapped out plan of attack. It's the vision that you had, but applying yourself to that vision, staying the course, never straying. The King of Pentacles is the person you go to for financial advice. Like, yo, how did you make so much money? How did you get this house? And if you look at how the King of Pentacles built his brand, look at Corey Taylor. Look at Corey Taylor from Stone Sour and Slipknot. And now he's Corey Taylor, the author. And Corey Taylor, the script writer. Corey Taylor is one of the most prolific artists in the world today. And he started with a band called Stone Sour in 1992 in Iowa. And that was his love. Now, he stayed with Stone Sour even after he formed Slipknot, which became his first real success. Slipknot is one of the most visceral, aggressive heavy metal bands on the planet. And that's where Corey Taylor found his primary success. And Slipknot stands on stage and they wear outrageous outfits. You never see their faces because they all wear masks. And they became one of the biggest attractions of the Ozfest tour. And then they wound up with their own tours, Knotfest. And that's where Corey Taylor felt his work pay off. But he never gave up on Stone Sour. After gaining success in Slipknot, in this real angry metal band, he was able to dial things back a little bit, do more of a rock and roll approach to his music where you get to hear his actual singing voice as opposed to the metal growl, the metal scream. He never strayed off course. He found success and worked out a plan to continue that success and built a brand. He didn't leave Slipknot to go to Stone Sour. He said, this is the brand of Corey Taylor. I'm the lead singer in these bands. And he built a fan base, and then he decided to write a couple of books. And right here at the book review in Huntington, Corey Taylor would do these book signings, and the line would be across the town because everybody wanted to know what he had to say. Everybody was interested in Corey Taylor's story because this kid from Iowa built a dynasty in music. And then he got involved in guesting on other people's albums. He got involved in producing with Rick Rubin and channeling the energy of the King of Pentacles. Corey Taylor became the guy to know. I remember being downstairs with Kevin from Candlebox. We were at this show in LA and it was the Kings of Chaos. It was this heavy metal supergroup, and it was a benefit for drugs and alcohol addiction and helping people through it. And even Kevin, who's been around the world, he opened for Kiss. He opened for Metallica with Candlebox. I remember him being giddy, being like, yo, bro, I'm talking to Corey. I couldn't believe Corey Taylor took 10 minutes to talk to us when I was broadcasting live at the Paramount with 94.3 The Shark. It's just one of those things. He has that energy. You want to be near him. You want to hear from him. You're just absolutely enthralled because he epitomizes the energy of the King of Pentacles. Everything that guy touches is successful. And there's also a song that came out in 1984 by Quiet Riot. Now, if you were to imagine a song that the King of Pentacles would sing. Remember, just because the things that this card, this energy touches, turns to gold and becomes successful, doesn't mean it was easy. The King of Pentacles is steadfast. He's methodical. He's wise. He learns from his mistakes. He doesn't panic. And that's the mentality of a winner. So when you imagine the King of Pentacles singing a song, imagine him singing this song by Quiet Riot off of Condition Critical. It's called Winners Take All. life's been good, life's been bad, now I know what I had. Time has taken its toll on me. Yes, we give and we take. What we get is what we make. Believe that dreams come true. It's crazy, we're not fools. The price is high when you keep the score. Take your souls and your goals to the top. Together we stand, we won't take no more, because we're winners. And winners take all. And that's the energy of the King of Pentacles. Now, we have just gone through the entire suit of Pentacles through the eyes of rock and roll. If there is anything that you would like to add to any of these podcast sessions, maybe I missed a song that's better suited for any of the cards in the Pentacle suit. Maybe you have an idea for a card, a song to apply to a card in the suit of Wands, Swords, Cups. I am all ears and open to suggestions. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot. And if you have any questions or just want to BS, hit me up on my Instagram, Orlando0616. I'm looking forward to tackling the next suit of tarot with you using the wisdom, the triumph, and the tragedy, and the absolute artistry of rock and roll. I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby.